So one of my favourite books is a book by Neal Stephenson, and it's called The Diamond Age or A Young Lady's Illustrated Primer. And the voice assistant in that book isn't actually a voice assistant, it's a real human. And it guides the book's protagonist, Nell, and teaches her leadership skills and helps her grow from a very poor socioeconomic cohort that really has no options into the leader of her community at the end of the book. And that for me is a role that I see voice assistants being able to play. Could voice assistants be mentors, be guides, be leaders, particularly in a socially distanced way? No, we're protecting and isolating a lot of our older and more vulnerable people for very, very good reason. But it means the mentorship and the leadership and the coaching roles that a lot of these people play are not able to be played as much with younger people. So could we have a voice assistant as coach, as mentor, as guide, as a young lady's illustrated primer? I think that would be lovely. I also like the idea of the subversive Siri, the Siri that questions the status quo, that calls bullshit on fake news, that provides access to alternative news, alternative content, alternative paradigms, alternative ways of thinking, instead of a voice assistant that got you to buy things from the store that pays the most money to that voice assistant's ecosystem. What about a voice assistant that let you uncover the unknowns, the gems in your local area? You know, did you know that the best place for burritos is actually this tiny little corner around the street? Or that the best coffee in Brunswick doesn't actually have a web page because that's Brunswick? You know, remember the hipster map of Melbourne that was drawn, you know, about 5 or 6 years ago, where they plotted all the hipster locations of Melbourne on a map? I'm from Geelong, so coffee's about as hipster as I get, I'm sorry. But imagine a voice assistant that could do that, or a voice assistant that upheld the ideological values of the community or the house or the space in which it was placed, you know. Imagine a voice assistant that was supportive, or, you know, in various social situations that Siri or Google or Alexa completely back away from. You know, imagine trying to have a conversation with your voice assistant about how to navigate a polyamorous relationship. That's something that's that your commercial voice assistants just sidestep. But there are interventions and there are niches here that I think a voice assistant could actually play.